Soar with the faith of the resurrection. John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The cross and the resurrection are the core of Christian faith, the life and the essence. Jesus died on the cross and as a result, he solved our sin problems. With his resurrection, he saved us from death to life. The resurrection is the most special day of grace for the believers. It is a joyful day of victory. If there is no death on the cross and no reliving resurrection in Christianity, it is not worth having the faith, and it says, our faith is in vain. In the 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 14, it says, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith." We need to live with the resurrection faith. The Islamic believers go on the pilgrimage around the tomb of Muhammad in Mecca and they boast about the tomb saying that it is the Holy Land. But, the Christianity boasts about the empty tomb. The Lord does not even have a gravestone. It is because he resurrected. The resurrection is only in the Christianity. Christianity is a religion of life. We need to rise up again with the faith of the resurrection. Our faith needs to arise, the family, the people as well, need to soar and arise. Whoever that met the resurrected Lord, who has fallen before, got up again. Disciples that had failures and were depressed got up again. When people met the Lord of the resurrection, they gained courage again and had conviction and restored their joy. This morning, in your life as well, as the stone door got opened, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your doorways of life will be wide open and that you will soar with the faith of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that won against the death and the power of the evil one. The resurrection is an historical event. In the Bible, a lot of witnesses of the resurrection were introduced. In John, chapter 20, verse 15, it says, "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." The resurrected Lord appeared to Maria that was crying at the empty tomb site and asked her, "Why are you crying? Jesus that you are looking for is right here in front of you." He comforted her. Peter saw Jesus hanging on the cross and got disappointed. He tried to go out to fish again and saw Jesus that resurrected. 11 disciples and countless people directly witnessed the resurrection of the Lord. Whoever met the Lord of the resurrection saw amazing changes in them. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will meet the Lord of the resurrection as well and your lives that have fallen down and got scarred will be restored again. The main passage of today talks about the event regarding Thomas, one of the disciples that met the Lord of the resurrection. Thomas is a model of disbelief of Christians. He did not believe in the resurrection and was suspicious. This passage shows well about how Thomas that was like this before changed to a new person after he met the Lord of the resurrection. The Lord of the resurrection gave them peace. Let us have a look at verse 26. It says, "A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.'" In general, when we talk about peace, we say shalom. Shalom is the general condition when we are in a peaceful situation. But the word that was used today in today's passage is not shalom. It says, peace. Peace means Aaron, and this means, a paused condition agreed by two parties, from the war after battling. In the war, it is about whether you die or I die. The war is a time of fear and anxiety. When the situation is like this, you agree to pause. The moment that you are in this pause situation, it is when you feel at peace. The Lord that resurrected said, peace be with you. This peace means the peace that outcasts all the fear and anxieties. The Lord Himself is the peace. It is about the peace in the soul and the peace in the heart. This peace is not the peace that comes from the condition temporarily and disappears. It is the true peace that comes from the heaven above and the one that the Lord of the resurrection gives us. In Luke, chapter 2, verse 14, it says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. In John, chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Also, the first word He spoke after He resurrected was peace be with you. The peace that the Lord of the resurrection gives us is the true peace that is in the soul, body and the heart. It is holistic, true peace. There are a lot of people that are in a good situation and have a lot of belongings in the world but do not have peace in them. There are a lot of families that do not have peace. If we see the face of a person that does not have peace, the face tells it all whether this person is a happy person or this person has worries or whether this person has had a failure. Lincoln said that if you reach 40 years of age, you need to take responsibility for your face. It has been said that the face before age of 40, it is a face that the parents gave you. But after 40 years of age, your face changes according to the path that you took in life. When Lincoln became the president, people recommended him saying that he is someone that can be trusted. But rejected him, too. The reason for that was, people were saying that they cannot see genuineness in his face at all. That is right. A person that lived the life with greed does not have a pure look and turns to have a filthy looking face. When we see a face of a person that does not have peace, there is no enthusiasm and there is no satisfaction. There are a lot of complaints and are fussy. They do not look at the good side in people but they see the weak points in people, flaws in people. Why is that so? It is because they do not have peace in them. What do your faces look like? I hope you will look into the mirror in detail. When God created the human beings, He created us in a way so that the hearts of the people can be known through the face. So, when we see the face, we can know the heart. This amazing peace is the biggest gift which only the resurrected Lord can give us. If someone asks who is a happy person, we could answer to this question in many ways. A person that has lived his or her life in poverty would say, money. A person that has lost a chance to study would say, knowledge. A person that was mistreated would say power, a sick person would say health. All these are the necessary conditions that all need to possess. The problem is that when we possess these things but do not have peace and suffer from depression, anxiety and fear and cannot sleep properly due to insomnia, what good is it to have these possessions and would these make us to be happy? The true happiness is not in what we own but it is in the heart. What is the grace that you firstly received after you believed in Jesus? I would say peace. In a condition where I cannot be in peace, I gained peace. In a condition where I cannot help but worry, I gain peace. Being able to feel at peace in a fearful position is because there is peace that the Lord gives. I will share a short story with you. Fanny Crosby is a well-known figure. I am sure some of you would know her very well. After 6 weeks of being born, she became blind and all her rest of life, she lived her life as a blind. She never was able to see the world, not even once, but when she felt peace in her heart, she wrote these hymn lyrics. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. This is my story, this is my song. This is what a truly blessed person is like. It is the peace that the resurrected Lord gives which is from the heaven above. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will live your life with the faith of the resurrection. The Lord of the resurrection solved the suspicion of Thomas. Let us look at verse 27. It says, Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." The Lord of the resurrection came to Thomas that was filled with suspicion and gave him faith, love and hope. Have a look at the suspicion of Thomas. Let us read verse 25. It says, "So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.'" When Thomas said, "Unless I see the nails marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it." When he said that, at that sight, the Lord that resurrected appeared and said, "Thomas, put my hands into my side." He put his hands out and said, "Touch my nailed hands. Do you see and believe?" A person that did not see but believes is more blessed. Jesus solved all the suspicions in the hearts of Thomas. In a heart that was suspicious, if you meet the Lord of the resurrection, the heart will overflow with conviction and the hope. Suspicion is a tool that the Satan uses. Suspicion destroys families, neighbors and souls. If we suspect when we pray, the prayers will not be delivered. When we live as Christians and we are suspicious, we cannot have a proper relationship with God. Whether in the relationship with God or with other people, if there is suspicion, everything will be destroyed. If a married couple does not trust each other and suspect each other, there will be nothing more miserable than this. While doing ministry, I see a lot of things like this. Someone that is very smart and has fame in society I know used to suspect his own wife. When he mocks at her, he becomes ruthless. One day, his wife did not pick up the phone right away and he kept mocking at her, "Without clothes, where did you go? Who did you meet? What did you do?" He tortures her mentally and challenges her with all sorts of questions. She could not put up with it and I saw them getting divorced. He was saying that his wife was not that beautiful but was very attached to her, more than to the point that she could not put up and endure. This is a mental illness called Anathelo syndrome, a delusional jealousy of his wife. Also, the wife's delusional jealousy of her husband is even scarier. If her husband talks to another female, he suspects. At work, another female colleague picked up the phone and she claims that that woman is someone that her husband likes. The couple had a fight about it all night. When the husband turns his face towards another woman on the street, she would get jealous. What can you do to a face that turns to the right and left automatically? She claimed that she loves her husband. He said, "If you get loved like this twice, I might turn to be a mentally ill person." At last I saw these two getting divorced in an unfortunate way. Suspicion twists all the relationships. When the trust is lost, people's lives get destroyed as they would not be able to trust in anything. Society as well, people will not trust each other, and if things are like this, this society will be destroyed at last. It is the same with faith. In the relationship with God, if there is suspicion, we cannot expect to have any fellowship with, answers, peace, blessings from God at all. We cannot cure the suspicion with the medicine. But there is one prescription. It is faith. With faith, we can cure suspicion. In the heart of Thomas that was filled with suspicion fully, when he met the Lord that resurrected, his suspicion was gone and he was able to have faith, feel convicted and felt at peace. Are you families in the relationship of distrust? Do you distrust your neighbors? It is a really scary thing. It is being tricked by Satan's. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your suspicion will disappear like Thomas that met the Lord of the resurrection, that you will change by faith. Have a look at the confession of Thomas that met the Lord of the resurrection. Let us read verse 28. It says, "Thomas said to him, 'My Lord and my God.'" He made a clear confession. Thomas clearly saw the Lord died on the cross. But when people said that he rose again, he could not possibly believe it. How could a dead become alive? I cannot believe that. He could not believe it. Thomas is a model of a disbelief of Christians. But, in faith, there needs to be conviction. A conviction of salvation, conviction of faith, conviction of getting answers, conviction about the heaven need to be there. The conviction comes along when we meet the Lord of the resurrection. The first confession that Thomas made after he met the Lord of the resurrection was this: In verse 28, Thomas, that were in disbelief, said, "My Lord, my God." Faith is about conviction. We need to have conviction so that we can leave our lives in the hands of God. Pastor Billy Graham spoke about his death like this. He passed away in February last year at the age of 100 years. He was a well-known evangelist in the world. He said, "If you see the news that Billy Graham died, please do not believe it. I have not died but changed the address." How strong and convicted is this confession? Believers do not end with death. It is a new beginning to the eternal heaven. It is because Jesus rose again. So John Milton, that wrote a book Real Heaven that believed in the resurrection, said, "Death is a key that opens the door of the eternal heaven." Believers confess the victory with the faith of the resurrection and soar. In the 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58, it says, "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." We need to serve God with the faith and conviction. Also, the Lord says, "A person that believes without seeing is blessed." Let us read verse 29. It says, "Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" He asked Thomas, that could not believe in the resurrection of the Lord, to touch the side. Thomas insisted that unless he puts his hands on the side and touches the nailed hands, I would not be able to believe it. Jesus told him to touch him and check. Also, he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That is right. The proper faith is about believing in the Word. This is believing in God. Reading the Word is seeing God. Listening to the Word is listening to the voice of God. The worship service as well is offering it to God in faith. Prayers, devotion, and commitment in ministry as well, we offer these unto God that cannot be seen. I bless all in the name of Jesus that you will believe in the Word of God with conviction and will be victorious in faith. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the resurrection is an historical event. The Lord of the resurrection allows lives that have been exhausted to get up again and gives them the hope so that they can live their lives for the better purpose. Right now at this place as well, there could be someone that came here with the depression and failure, so unbearable to the point of almost giving up on life. I hope you will give another shot at it. I hope you will be encouraged. The Lord of the resurrection is beside you. Like Thomas, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will restore peace. I hope your suspicion will disappear and you will restore conviction of faith and soar. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.